Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 to hop aboard. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. It is trade deadline day in the NFL. We'll have you the entire next 4 hours for any breaking news we get about the Philadelphia Eagles. Yes, we are monitoring the news wire here. Breaking news, Eagles trades, Howie Roseman. It's officially Howie season, and we'll keep an eye on the rest of the NFC as well, which, and it's a great day because, you know, as we found out yesterday, the Eagles already clinched the division. So away we go. Now we got the home playoff game. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Philadelphia. Good morning. You know what? We need to sign a petition because they need to stop sending those fake checks in the mail because they're disrespectful.
What fake checks?
You know how when you get those checks that say you could get 30 grand or something like that, but they write them like they're real checks.
You fall for that?
No, I'm just saying it's just upsetting. Okay. Because you know how when you go to the... You go to your mailbox, you pick out your mail, and you see something. It looks like it
looks
official.
You're falling for it.
No, I'm just saying it's disrespectful.
Okay.
It's disrespectful.
So what are we going to do about it?
They need to stop doing it.
Okay.
They need to stop doing it. What we got the mood lighting on? Now, whoever turned the lights off, y'all know I'm too dark for all that. Turn them lights back on.
No, hold on. I'm too bright for the bright lights. Let it be. Let it be.
Comparing and contrasting of the both of us, we just need to find a happy medium.
Yeah, we do. All right. Well, hopefully the Eagles can find a happy medium as we get closer to the trade deadline. 4 p.m. today is the NFL trade deadline. And look, the Eagles have done a lot already, right? I mean, they have done probably, and I say probably because I don't know that, probably the bulk of the work and maybe all of
the
work.
Heavy lifting is done.
Yeah, probably. Jalen Phillips here from the Miami Dolphins as an edge rusher. Jair Alexander here from the Baltimore Ravens as an outside corner. Michael Carter III, or second, whatever he is, here as another corner on the inside, potentially with the Cooper DeJean being able to play outside. So they've done a lot. They added two corners. They added an edge rusher. Hugh Douglas, Howie Roseman has done a good amount of work.
Howie leading. Season.
It is Howie season, but... My watch tells me we still got quite a few hours until 4 p.m. today, so this is not over. So, Hugh Douglas, if Howie Roseman could add one more thing, if Howie's got one more move up his sleeve between now and 4 p.m. today, what would you want?
As I look at this depth chart, and I see all the acquisitions and everything, I see Adoree Jackson is questionable for this game this week coming up and everything, I would probably say just for a depth piece, I'd probably say another offensive lineman.
Another offense? You know, I like that idea.
Yeah, another offensive lineman. You know, when you talk about Cam and the fact that he's, you know, questionable for this upcoming game, You talk about Landon Dickerson, you know, getting back healthy.
Right.
I would like to throw another offensive lineman in there just to, you know, keep everything. That would be nice.
Well, and we've had offensive line issues the entire season. It has not been as strong as it has been in years past.
But it's gotten better. They've been playing better.
Sure, they have. But they're all, you know, to your point, depth is always huge there. And I don't think they're as deep on the offensive line as they have been in years past. They're also now, I think this is a big factor, to your point here, they're using six offensive linemen in a lot of formations more than they ever did.
Yeah, so trying to get that run thing.
Right, but it makes Fred Johnson, like, he's not your typical backup anymore, where he just sits on the bench waiting in case Mailata or Lane go down. He's in a lot of the plays. So, right, so if we lost him, it would change the formations we could use.
Devastating.
Yeah, I never thought we'd use the word devastating for Fred Johnson.
I mean, it's just hyperbolic.
I got it. But it is. He is more important than he used to be. I think it's a fair one to bring up. An offensive lineman would be a good move for Howie Roseman. If it's me and I'm Howie today, look, I don't think this is a weakness, this position, but I think it could be stronger. I look at safety. Our safeties are Reed Blankenship, who's fine. Reed has been a solid player.
They've been pretty decent this year.
He's solid. He's fine. The other guy is Andrew Mukuba, who I think we all like. Second-round pick. He made the huge play in Kansas City with the interception on Patrick Mahomes that really won that football game. And he's fine. But he is up and down, right? He gave up the big play in Tampa Bay. He's had some missed tackles. Like, I look at it as if they keep the safeties where they are and don't do anything today, I don't think it's going to kill them. But I also think it's probably the weakest part of the defense now. Now that we added more up front, now that we got N'Kobe back in the linebacking core, now we have two good corners, and hopefully we'll figure out that third spot. I do think safety is the weakest part of our defense, and when I think about the explosive plays they've allowed, it feels like the safeties have been responsible for some of them. So I look at that, and even beyond just how good you think Blankenship and Mukuba are, what if one of those guys gets hurt? Like, who are backup safeties? It's Epps who's back here, right? It's Sidney
Cooper
Brown.
Cooper DeJean.
Well, it could be Cooper DeJean.
Yeah, Cooper DeJean.
I mean, that could end up being an emergency plan.
Yeah, but to your point, we don't have that much depth at that position.
So I would go safety. So 215-592-9049. We've got a lot to get to today, including a 4-pack of tickets. Yeah, we're going to a Flyers game coming up on December 3rd. The show is going out to a Flyers game. We want you guys to come with us. 4-pack of tickets. We'll tell you about how we're giving those away in just a few minutes. So your phone calls here on all this. Trade deadline coming up 4 p.m. today. If you could add one more thing, if Howie could add one more thing, what is it? I'd go safety. Hugh Douglas going offensive line. Hugh, I think in a lot of cases with a lot of GMs, with all the trades Howie's made over the past week and beyond that, most people would assume that GM is done. I never think Howie is done. Like, by 4 o'clock today, will you be surprised if Howie's got one more move up in him? I wouldn't.
Would I be surprised? That's a good question, Joe. I think that when you look at what they've done, the biggest thing I think that they tried to do was make moves to help make the team better, but not leverage the future.
Yeah.
And I think they did that. When you talk about Jalen Phillips from Miami, 26 years old and is in a contract year. So if he plays well, he fits into the criteria of what you want with this young defense.
He does. So they could keep him or they could get a comp pick for him,
yes.
Right? So it almost feels like they're renting him with the chance to keep him, right, if they want to.
Yeah, so it fits into that wheelhouse and it still keeps you relevant. I think that's the biggest thing that we talk about. We talk about this team is the relevancy.
Yeah.
And you're competitive. Like, those are the things that you're trying to balance here, and I think Howie's done a good job of that. So to answer your question in long form, I think that might be it. I think that might be it.
Yeah, I think Howie's got one more up his sleeve. I always think he does. And it doesn't have to be a huge piece. We talked over the Myles Garrett stuff on Friday. I would have loved Myles Garrett. It seems like the Browns are going to keep him. We got Jalen Phillips. We go from here. I never think Howie is done. The guy has made 9 trades since August. And what's one more today before 4 o'clock? 215-592-9494. By the way, I brought up safety. Marcus Epps is actually on the injured reserve right now. They brought him in after the season began. The vet, he used to be here, bounced around the league last couple of years. He's on the IR. As I look at the safety group, it's Blankenship, it's Mukuba, it is Sidney Brown. And Hugh brought up the possibility that Cooper could play safety in a pinch, and obviously he's versatile and could do those kind of things. But that feels to me like it's the weakest part of the defense as I see it. Like, as we go forward, I think the defense is going to be good enough to you know, give us a chance to go win another Super Bowl. But that safety group, look, Minka Fitzpatrick down in Miami, I know we made a trade with him the other day. If he's actually available, that to me is a difference maker. I'm not sure what Howie has up his sleeve, but safety's where I go. I like Hugh's idea for another offensive lineman, some depth there because it's been a weaker spot. on this team compared to other teams. 215-592-9494. And as I view it now, it's all about positioning our team against the other true contenders in the NFC. Because that, you know, when we're monitoring the news today, and Kyle will break in with any breaking news, keep it here, all the breaking news on the trade front coming up over the next few hours. You know, it's not just going to be about what do the Eagles do today. I'm going to have an eye on what are the Packers doing? What are the Lions doing?
Yeah.
What are the Rams doing?
Yeah, looking at
Seahawks,
other people's grass.
Of course, because that, we got to go through those teams to get back to a Super Bowl. And those are the four teams right now, and they'll throw Tampa Bay in there because they always play us tough, and they're going to win their division most likely, that I'm watching. Like those teams, what they do over the next couple hours. Last night, you know, Cowboys go down. The division was won before yesterday, but it's even more obvious now. The Eagles are just positioning themselves for January football and the next couple games here where they have some tough ones. And really down the stretch of the season, have some tough games against Green Bay, against Detroit, against the Chargers, against the Bills. 215-592-9494. Kyle, where do you go if you're Howie and you got one more move up your sleeve this afternoon?
So I'm not usually one to get greedy or... You know, I'm not big on, like, overkill and stuff like that. But, man, wouldn't it be fun? You guys both mentioned some spots where, you know, like, we're not weak at necessarily. We could maybe patch some things up or we could get a little boost. We could get some depth. What if we got another just, like, big-time impact guy
where,
on
though?
That defense?
Ooh, up front?
Well, look, somebody we're very familiar with on the show is still available. And it looks like this team is now starting to sell off players.
Mm.
The Bengals just traded Logan Wilson to the Cowboys. And Trey Hendrickson looks like he's still being shopped. I know we just got Jalen Phillips, guys. But, like, could you imagine what this pass rush would look like if we had both sides loaded up with Jalen Phillips? We had Trey Hendrickson on the other side. We have Jalen Carter in the middle. And then we can rotate guys in and out. Nolan Smith. Rotating in and out.
And maybe that would keep him healthier, by the way, like, if Nolan Smith didn't have to play as much.
I talked about this last week when we did the Myles Garrett thing. If we had Trey and Jalen Phillips,
nobody would ever score another.
We would never allow another yard. I'm not looking for something that might boost like an area that might become weak if somebody gets injured, a depth guy. Like, I'm looking for another move that would, like, secure us at that top spot in the NFC.
So another edge. You want an edge.
I think I know I'm getting greedy here. And it's probably not very likely. But if we could get rid of a second or a third for Trey Hendrickson, I think we'd instantly become Super Bowl favorites and buy a good bit.
Bengals call right now and they say, give us the Jets pick at the top of the third round for Trey Hendrickson.
No question.
Hugh, you
Wait
in?
A minute, say it again.
So they'll say the Bengals call the Eagles this morning and say, we're moving Trey today. Would you give us the Jets pick, which is their third-round pick, which clearly is going to be right near the top of the third round, the first pick, second, whatever it's going to be. Would you make the deal? Third-round pick, the Jets' third-round pick for Trey Hendrickson. Add to the pass rush. Hendrickson, Phillips, Smith, Hunt, Uche, BG, all rotating in.
No.
What do you mean, why?
Because I still got to pay.
No, you don't.
I don't want that third pick.
We don't even have to pay anyone. He's a free agent after season.
I know that, but I'm saying you're just going to trade away the pick and let him leave at the end of the season. So it's like a 6-week rental, 7-week rental, 9-week rental.
But the Super Bowl.
10-week rental.
Do you want to win the Super Bowl?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could do it without Trey.
Well, I mean, they could do it without anyone. But I think the other thing to consider this today, whatever moves Howie makes or doesn't make, Trey Hendrickson's a big name, right? Probably the biggest name still out there.
Yes.
Where does he go if he doesn't go here? That's the other part of the equation. Like, if he just stays at Cincinnati, who cares, right? That doesn't matter. If he ends up in Seattle today, if he ends up in Detroit today, that's a difference. I mean, that changes if you think...
No, I see what you're blocking. You're kind of blocking
a little bit
from what other teams could
Well, I don't want to see him. I mean, I don't want to see him in an NFC Championship game trying to chase down Jalen Hurts as a member of the Seattle Seahawks or the Detroit Lions, wherever he's going to end up. 215-592-9494. That's a hot bar. I'm going to throw out one more position the three of us didn't touch, then right to your phone calls here. So you and I here were more on the depth part of this, right? Like,
yes.
You want another offensive lineman, I'll take another safety. How about a position that we don't talk about until it gets weak? And what I mean by that is, like, when our starter is healthy, it's not a position of need.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about tight end. Dallas Goedert is awesome, right? He has, like, 7 touchdowns already this year?
Yes.
Yeah, we all like Dallas Goedert. I was banging the
been
table.
Been pretty available this year, too.
He's been awesome, right? He had one missed game. I think he missed the second week of the season in Kansas City.
Yeah, pretty available.
But but what does that mean? Like, does that mean it's going to last? I mean, he typically always misses close to a handful of games.
He's been a lot healthier this year.
Right.
than he was last year around this time.
I'm just saying, if we could get another tight end in here, just in case or when Goddard goes down, and we mentioned it yesterday, if the Commanders decide to have a fire sale today, I'd love to bring Zach Ertz home. He's a big game player. I mean, we have like 8 catches in the title game last year against the Philadelphia Eagles. I think it'd be awesome. Just another option in the red zone. You could put 2 tight end formations out there. If he's available or just another tight end, I'd be into that.
Yeah.
He's had somewhat of a career resurrection.
Sure he has. He's had an awesome
career. I think I'm thanks but no thanks on Zach Ertz.
Oh, come on.
I think if we're getting a tight end, I would rather a guy who could come in for Goddard but also be a good blocker.
Yeah.
Calcaterra's not a good blocker at all. Zach Ertz, not famously very good blocking tight end. So, like, if we're going the tight end route, I think that would be the way I'd go.
Yeah, I just would love Zach Ertz.
I know. It'd be cute. It would be fun.
It would be cute. It'd be an awesome ending to the story. All right, 215-592-9494. If the Eagles have one more move in them, if Howie's got one more move by 4 o'clock today, what position do you want? Chris in Middletown starts us off on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Happy trade deadline day, man.
Chris, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. I'm going to agree with the football analyst on the show. I agree with Kyle. We definitely need more edge help. Bring in Henrikson. Go get Max Crosby. You know, make a splash at the end, Howie. You got the draft capital. Yep. So, exactly. Go get both. Make it all happen. Guys, let's face facts here. Causing disruption on a quarterback is everything in the NFL. It was our blueprint for winning the Super Bowl against the Chiefs. It didn't matter that the Chiefs had a Hall of Fame head coach and a future Hall of Fame quarterback and arguably, the best quarterback in the game. When you get pressure on him and they're scrambling and running for their lives, you break that offense. And that won us that defense, because defense is what wins championships.
That's right.
You win. So that's why you load up on most important thing. That's why Howie's already following that blueprint. He keeps bringing in all these defensive players because he knows that's how you win in this league, is by having a dominant defense. Speaking of quarterbacks and offenses that got broke, It was a bad night for Dallas Douglas. That vaunted Cowboys offense
tough
put up
night.
10 points
tough
at home
night.
In Jerryland and lost to the 2-5 Jonathan Gannon Cardinals.
What have I done to deserve this?
Well, yeah, exactly. With Jacoby Brissett playing out there last night.
He was looking down the barrel of a shotgun, though. He did a good job.
Tough night for Dallas Douglas over here.
Seriously, Dallas team is the one that yesterday you got all cranked up about and were like jumping at shadows.
He did.
Scared. And it was a bad look for you last night, Hugh. And it's been a bad couple of days. Hugh, be careful. These bad takes have a crowd forming. And
bad beats.
They start
I had a
shouting
couple bad beats.
To Rob Lincoln to fire you.
Hit me up out of here. First of all,
it's getting wrong. And you know what, Howie, I'm going to leave you guys with a message, and then Hugh, I'll let you respond when I hang up and don't listen. Sometimes it's addition by subtraction. Hugh knows what I'm talking about. Enjoy the show and the day, man.
Sometimes it is. Chris, we appreciate it.
First of all,
your response to your Cowboys going down last night.
First of all, they're not my Cowboys.
Well, you didn't give us another team to fear in the division, so we all assumed you were afraid of the Cowboys.
I said, don't get ahead of yourself. I said, we have 9 games to play and anything can happen.
Yeah.
I never designated Cowboys love or anything like that.
Well,
I never said that.
Well, I mean, who else would you pick in the division?
Well, they were the closest last night, and they had the chance to go .500. They blew that.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're bad.
They blew that.
Yeah,
they're a bad football team. Mm-hmm. But my point and my premise was to maintain the focus. You don't want to get complacent.
Do you now regret not attending the banner ceremony yesterday?
No, I do not.
We missed you.
No, yeah. I do not. And I still am standing on business when I say I am
hold on.
Listen.
They're minus 2,000 to win the division.
Listen.
I mean, the Eagles might as well send out the email today for playoff tickets.
There's
a home playoff game here.
You guys.
Just a matter of the date and the round.
You guys are bullies.
We got to start thinking about who we want. Home for the first round.
I want to say that first and foremost.
Green Bay, maybe?
You guys are bullies.
Yeah. Bullies?
Super bullies.
We're trying to incorporate you.
We're having fun.
This is inclusive.
You raised a banner yesterday.
We invited you to the party, and you were like, no, I don't want to come to the party.
I don't, because there's still business to take care of. We still have 9 games.
This is the hill that I will die on. I will not move off this.
You know they're going to clinch with like 5 games to go.
Unwavering from this until it happens. Okay. Unwavering.
It's over.
I see the same things you see.
Well, then just say it.
No. No.
So you stare at things, you know what they are, and you refuse to admit them.
Until it happens.
Why?
I just do. That's just how I'm wired.
I think deep down.
I never get the cart in front of the horse.
Deep down, you. I think you did, yeah. Deep down, you regret not attending the banner ceremony.
No, I don't.
You do.
No, I don't.
There were so many people there yesterday.
It was.
There was a lot of people at the banner ceremony. We raised it.
Listen, I appreciate. You know what's funny? And I try not to do this, but it happens every day. I have the show after the show. So I need to be paid for working 24 hours a day. Because as soon as
contract dispute Douglas now has made it to the air.
No, because as soon as the Cowboys start doing what they did,
yeah,
people start DMing me talking about, Hugh, raise the banner, Hugh. Like, raise the banner. You missed out, Hugh. The divisions are locked. Like, and with anger, you know how sometimes you can't tell how somebody's texting or tweeting? I can. Because they text with so much anger, and it's in all caps.
Well, they were disappointed that they attended the party yesterday. They thought, Hugh Douglas is going to be at the party. They're having a banner-raising ceremony. And there's Hugh in the corner with his arms crossed. I'm not attending the party. It's not over.
Because I am grounded in my conviction that you can't get ahead of yourself. You don't want to get too high, and you don't want to get too low. You want to stay at an even keel, and you want to ride this thing out and maintain your focus.
It's supposed to be
all
fun.
I do is get high and low. I don't even know what the middle looks like.
I can't do it. I can't live my life.
Well, no, you missed a big party yesterday.
I heard the party was awesome.
Well, you were actually there, sitting in the corner with your arms crossed.
and the fact that all the people reached out to me and said what they said, thank you for reminding me that I was wrong.
Hugh went in the bathroom, locked the door, and stayed there all night.
I was like, where's
Hugh? Thank you for reminding me that I was wrong, people. I appreciate that. I appreciate everybody going out of their way to tag me on old posts and telling me what they saw. Appreciate that so much. Appreciate it.
Jeff in Wilmington up on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
Okay, Hugh, I kind of agree with you on the offensive line needs. I don't think we can get Trey Henderson. I don't even know if the Bengals would even offer that. I don't know. I just can't see that happening. But I do think we need offensive line help, if nothing else than insurance against injury with, you got Dickerson hurt on and off, Lane Johnson hurt on and off. I think we really need that help.
So, Jeff, I agree, and I think Hugh is it's a good point. I mean, it's not something that we're talking about because they don't have a major glaring hole, but you know, as we've seen so far this season, when their guys have been down or hurt or banged up, this thing doesn't work the way it's supposed to. So to make sure we don't have a lull like that, especially if we lose one of these guys for a long period of time, that feels like a move Howie can make today, just to have a real depth piece of that line.
But I mean, I would do a deal for Trey Hendrickson if it was available.
I just like Trey. Excuse me,
you couldn't wait.
But Hugh,
throw that
this,
out there.
This division is.
I waited pretty long.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I hear like
Jeff sees it.
Jeff, I hear you, but I still want to keep the nose to the grindstone. Yeah.
I know it's the player in you. I know what you're thinking. You're like, don't take nothing for granted. You know, I get it.
But yeah, but I mean, I get it, because when I saw it, like, let me tell you, Jeff, when I watched that game last night, I was like, Joe Gilley, you talk about somebody that's going to be peacocking around the studio.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
No peacocking.
Oh, my goodness.
He couldn't get his head through the door today.
No, you know what? He came in this morning all jolly. Good morning. And I'm like, hey,
I just
whatever,
said hi. Man. Hey, what's up, Hugh? How's it going?
No, but I knew it was a sarcastic smug hi.
No, it was not.
It was.
It's in your head now. It was my normal good morning, Hugh. How's it going? That's all it was. Jeff, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. All right, 215.
Well deserved, though. Well deserved.
592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on a trade deadline Tuesday. We got a lot to do on this show today. All your phone calls. If Howie has one more move up his sleeve, what would you like to see? What position should the Eagles go get by 4 o'clock today? They've already added an edge. They went out and got a nickel corner. They got an outside corner. What else? What do you want if the Eagles could add one more thing? All right, we'll get more into a move he did make coming up. What Jalen Phillips said upon arrival to Philadelphia yesterday. And a funny story from Jason Kelsey in the past about Jalen Phillips, the new Eagles edge rusher. Plus, We have a four-pack. I almost said a pair. No. We have a four-pack of Flyers tickets to give away. We're going to the game with you on December 3rd. The Flyers and the Sabres will give those tickets away coming up. We'll tell you how. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. It is the Midday Show on a Trade Deadline Tuesday. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Yeah, Howie has started this thing up with a bunch of trades. 9 of them since August, including 3 over the last week. Michael Carter to help out the corner room. Jair Alexander from the Ravens. And then just yesterday, Jalen Phillips from the Miami Dolphins edge rusher, a guy that has played and played well under Vic Fangio. He arrived to Philadelphia last night. And who was there at the airport, Hugh Douglas?
Big Dom.
And John Clark. Yeah, Big Dom was helping.
Oh, yeah, John Clark. Like, listen, yeah, man. You talk about a doggy reporter who's been in the game for a long time.
He does.
Man,
he does. Yeah.
Still hasn't apologized to Bryce Harper, though.
No, yeah, he hasn't.
Well, I don't know. Does Bryce get an apology these days after the last couple weeks?
Well, they're two separate incidents.
I understand. I'm just saying. This might not be the climate for a Bryce Harper apology.
No, but I mean, the haircut worked, though.
It did for a little bit. All right, let's hear from Jalen Phillips talking to John Clark in the airport last night.
All right, we are here with Jalen Phillips. You wake up this morning and you probably got a call. What is it like to be traded here to Philly and the defending champs and the 6-2 Eagles?
I mean, it's incredible. I had no idea this was going to happen, but I mean, there's literally no other team I'd rather play for. Obviously, Philly is a storied franchise, great tradition here, incredible team. So I'm just excited to get in, get to work with the guys, man. I'm super excited. It's going to be awesome.
And you had a lot of success with Vic Fangio for that year. What is the fit with Vic Fangio? Are you excited to be reunited with him?
Yeah, I love Vic as a person and as a coach. So like you said, I had some good success with him. Excited to get back into his system and play with the other guys on the defense too.
For Eagles fans, final question. What are you going to bring for this Eagles team in this city?
Oh, man, I'm just going to work my ass off. I'm going to come in, be a humble worker, earn the guys' respect, earn the fans' respect, just come in and do everything I can to support the team. I want to be able to fly around and make plays. Yeah, literally fly around.
Best wishes to you.
Absolutely.
Welcome to Philly.
Yes, sir. Go
Appreciate
Birds.
Appreciate your time.
I think he need to apologize to the fans before he starts. Since he talking about doing all that, he need to apologize.
Who needs to apologize?
He does.
Jalen Phillips?
Yeah.
He's an Eagle. Why is he apologizing?
Because what he did the last time he was here.
Oh, when he waved, he did the Eagle thing when he sacked Jalen?
Yeah, he need to apologize.
I think we could let that go.
I'm petty.
You're petty over sack 3 years
his
ago?
His apology could be doing it again for us. Sack's the other quarterback. I got to raise my hand.
I'll let that one.
Did anyone remember it was him?
Yes.
Because you saw the video the other day?
That's none of your business.
Okay, I'm wondering if you were harboring this hate for Jalen Phillips the whole time, or you saw the video
like
I saw.
No, you know what?
I forgot it was him.
I ain't gonna lie. Okay, since you called me out. No, I remember when I saw it, right, some of his highlights.
Yeah.
And then I was like, that's that guy right there that did all that bravado.
Yeah, but now he's on the Eagles.
Okay, that's fine. I'll let it go.
Okay.
I'll let it go.
You really think he should apologize?
I'll let it go.
He hit us with a Go Birds at the end. You hear that?
I'll let it go. I'll let it go.
Okay.
I'll let it go.
I mean,
doesn't sound like it.
I ain't got no choice because I, you know.
No, you have a choice.
I ain't gonna let it go. You could not like our best acquisition.
That's on you.
I'll let it go. I'll let it go.
One sack on Monday night against Jordan Love. It's all forgotten.
Yeah, it's all. Yeah. I'll let it go.
I think we agree on that. All right. He does sound like someone, though, that may have a different side of him when he's on the field because he sounded like a nice guy right there. Maybe when he's on the field, a little different. Jason Kelce on the New Heights podcast talked about a moment he had in the past with Jalen Phillips.
There's something about a good insult where it's like you can't even like get mad at it. It's just great.
You got to tell the one, man.
Which one? I got a bunch.
You got to tell the Miami joint practice one.
Dude, Wilkins was talking trash just in the practice. He was talking trash, and then I started yapping at him, which pretty big party foul by me because I wasn't able to practice.
You were practicing, yeah.
So I'm over here yelling, and all of a sudden out of nowhere, Jalen Phillips says, "Shut up, eyebrows. You ain't even practicing." And I was like, dude. Just call me eyebrows? Like, I can't even come back from that. Like,
that boy got some thick ass eyebrows, man.
Like the dad from American Pie. I mean, it's, you know, there ain't too many dudes got eyebrows like this.
I like how you clean that up. I mean, but he's right. There's a lot of time, even with you people, when y'all stupid individuals
on the
podcast.
How is this about you people?
No, I'm just saying, because a lot of times they come with some pretty good barbs.
Yeah.
And you just kind of laugh because they are funny.
So you just accept it? Like, well, he accepted
eyebrows. Because it's funny. It's funny. Like, you know, when you're in this business, you know, a lot of things you can't let a lot get to you.
Yeah.
So it's better to laugh at a lot of times. So they come with some pretty funny stuff. So I get that. I get that.
You felt that deep down.
No, I mean, because he's right. You know what's funny? Most guys that play football, we probably had the best sense of humor more than anybody because you're always constantly critiqued and you had to take certain things that are being said about you with a grain of salt.
I think there's a competitive side of Jalen Phillips there. We saw him flapping the Eagle wings when he sacked Hurts, 2 years ago, 2023? And then he called Jason Kelce eyebrows and basically made him shut up during a practice.
Oh, no, super competitive. That's what you want.
There's
That's
a competitive competitor there. And he played well under Vic Fangio, and he's coming here to try to earn a contract. I think he's going to have an impact in the second half of the season in a big way. 215-592-9494. Our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. If Howie Roseman could add one more player between now and 4 o'clock, and we get any news today on the trade front across the NFL, obviously as it pertains to the NFC with the Eagles or the Eagles themselves, clearly. Kyle will break in with the breaking news and we'll react to it. All right, so the poll question, if the Eagles added one more player before today's deadline, what position should they address? Four options here. O-line, which was Hughes' vote. Tight end. And we brought up the idea of maybe bringing Zach Ertz home. DB, and I you know, kind of pointed out safety as an area that they feel a little bit weak there compared to the rest of the defense. Or another edge, which Kyle wants to go big and go get Trey Hendrickson.
I like Trey.
We all like Trey. Could you imagine how much fun we'd have over the next few months?
I could imagine. I mean, y'all are weird out.
Is that why you don't want to trade the third?
No, I'm fine. I mean, y'all just like to wear stuff out. It's cool. I'm okay with that.
Wear it out.
Yeah, y'all.
All right, O-line winning the poll 54%. So you got a win early in the show.
You know, that's supposed to make me feel better. You
like when the poll goes your way. 54% say O-line.
I feel like this stems from the fact that the Cowboys lost last night. I feel like you feel vindicated from your take yesterday. You just ain't saying nothing.
I don't have to.
I feel like you're being a little petty. I don't like it.
The vindication came yesterday. When they won the division like before the game started.
I don't like this Joe Gillard. I don't like what I'm feeling.
I think you're perceiving something that's not there. I could have told you it was going to happen. The Cowboys suck.
I feel like you're being a little smug today. Just a little bit.
Smug?
A little bit. A little bit. I feel it.
I didn't ask Kyle to play the Fire Hugh Cut one time. He did it on his own.
We're just happy that we have a home playoff game.
Did you get the email from the Eagles yet? for the tickets available to the home playoff game?
Is ridiculous.
I'm just asking a question.
Little smug. I'm just saying, little smug.
You could have attended the party. You had an invitation.
Little smug.
You had an open invitation.
Hey, every now and then, you know, you're right. Every now and then. I get your props. You got this one.
So you admit that the division is over?
No, it's still got 9 games. Oh, okay. And it starts. What does it start with?
Packers. What does your notebook say?
It says it starts with Green Bay.
Okay, all right.
Well, I erased it because, like, I want to keep my notebook refreshed. So
new page? New day, new page?
Yeah.
I like that. Hugh's notebook page of the day should be a thing we talk about. All right, we got a lot coming up on the show. We will get to Jerry Jones saying he had a trade in place before the game last night and the disaster that it was for the Cowboys. We're going to tier the NFC. Ross Tucker later in the show. Kiss the baby on a Tuesday. All coming up. Let's go to Rocky, who's up on WIP. What's up, Rocky?
Hey, what's up, Joe? Hey, Hugh.
What's going on,
hey,
man?
Rocky, what's up?
Not much. First time caller. I was just curious. I'm with you, Joe. What do you think it would cost us to get Buda
Baker? Ooh, you know, Buda. It's a good question. Now, they won last night, and their season is not fully dead, but clearly the Cardinals don't look like a playoff team this year now on their backup quarterback. So I would think they'd be open to trading a veteran away. Rocky, fourth-round pick maybe for Buda Baker? I don't know what they'd ask. I don't know what they're thinking about him, but he's 29 years old, and I've always liked him, Rocky. He's a playmaker.
Fast.
Yeah.
He's fast. And, he seems like he reads the balls pretty good, but I mean, I'm just curious because I haven't really heard a whole lot of Mounting. You know, that's like a name that's kind of been quiet. So, and I just figured that, you know, the Cardinals might be trying to get rid of him. But then again, I don't know if Gannon would let him come back to Philly or trade back to Philly or something.
Yeah, look, he's been there a long time now. I mean, he's kind of been the constant on that team. He's been there, and Rocky, good phone call, man. Since 2017, they drafted him. So this is his ninth year there. He has made a Pro Bowl in 6 consecutive seasons, an All-Pro 3 of those years, or 4 if you go back to his rookie year. I mean, he's one of the more accomplished players in the NFL. I may be selling his value short. Maybe it's a third-round pick. I mean, we're saying a third-round pick for Trey Hendrickson. They may ask for a third for Buda Baker. I would trade a third-round pick. Again, let's use the Jets pick just as kind of the jumping-off point today, right? The Eagles own the Jets pick in the third round. That could end up being the first pick in the third round, considering how bad Hugh's former team, the New York Jets, are. If the Cardinals called today, Hugh, and said, give us the Jets pick for Buda Baker, are you in? Oh, he's thinking about this one.
No, I'll probably, for the corner, young corner, what, 30? You say 29, 30?
Safety, yes. 29 years old.
Yeah, I'd probably do that.
So interesting, Kyle. Trey Hendrickson is a no. Buda Baker,
but
yes.
No, that's a depth piece.
No, he's the best safety in the team.
No, but I'm saying we have depth at that position now. You know what I mean? Because you just talked about, I'm thinking in the depth category.
You're saying we don't need an edge as much as we need a safety.
Well, we got guys, and we got guys coming back. So, yeah, that's what I was thinking more of, the depth piece.
Yeah, look, Buda Baker to me is an impactful player. I don't know. I mean, he comes up in trade rumors seemingly every offseason. Then it doesn't go anywhere. He's a really good player, and I think he'd make a difference here. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go any further, we have a great giveaway today. We have a 4-pack of tickets to join us, the Midday Show, to go see the Flyers and Sabres. We're going to puck it up, as our guy Broads would say. Wednesday, December 3rd, 7:30 p.m., they're dropping the puck at the Xfinity Mobile Arena, courtesy of the Philadelphia Flyers. All right, so 4-pack of tickets on the line today. Let's play a little game we call Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with the tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Come on in. Hugh's Clues. It's Hugh's Clues and you.
I said I was going to make this one easy today since y'all been on the struggle bus lately.
Okay.
So today, for the first clue, this is a city in America.
An American city?
Yes.
That's it?
Yep.
There's hundreds of those.
Yes.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hundreds. I mean, literally hundreds of American cities.
Okay. Hey, no one said this would be easy.
215-592.
Did you just say you were going to make it easy?
I know, and he's laughing. He thinks this is real.
On my own.
A whole big joke.
Once again,
You realize the thousands of people that sit by the radio waiting. Oh, I can win Flyers tickets today. How are we going to give it away? Oh,
hey,
here's
you better
the clue.
Start
and
thinking.
They're waiting to call in, and then they hear that first clue.
Hey, you better start thinking, then. You better put your little thinking caps on. I think this is a lot easier than y'all think, though.
215-592-9494. An American city.
On my own.
Is the first clue today by Hugh Douglas for Hugh's Clues. All right, 4-pack of tickets on the line to go see the Flyers and the Sabres with us on December the 3rd. We're going to have a great time at that game.
Yes, we are.
And you can all tell Hugh Douglas how much you love Hugh's Clues.
I can see somebody, you're an idiot. Thank you.
Even the people that win, like, this clue stink, man.
This guy's a bubblehead.
Will in the Northeast up on WIP. Hey, Will.
Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's up?
Oh, man, listen. You know, I was thinking about what you said, Hugh. And, you know, we do got to stay focused.
Nope.
But guess what? I'm still on the bandwagon, man. You know, we got this clinched pretty much, man.
Yeah, of course. Well, of course we do. I mean, we all see this the same way. This thing is a lock.
But you know what? What position I want to fill, and I got the perfect person to fill it. Wide receiver.
You want another wide receiver?
AJ Brown. That's who I want.
You want AJ?
I want him to come back.
I got you.
I want him to actually. Put the ego aside, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, and, you know, show your greatness, man. Show how great you are, because we're going to need you, man. Listen, it's time now. It's clutch time. You know, everything goes. We need everybody in on this run right here, man. And you the last piece to the puzzle, to be honest, because guess what? How we done put this thing together, man? That defense, that's what we needed. Yeah, he knew exactly what we needed to get the edge on a lot of teams. Mm. And he got the right personnel in now. And, man, we're going to make a great run, man. And like I said, I'm so confident. And I know the rest of these guys need to be just as confident, man. Listen, ain't nobody stopping us but us, man. And that's all we need to think.
You know, Will, it is an interesting perspective. Of all the things they're adding or trying to add or improving, like if they get AJ back healthy and the player we've known him to be, that's the biggest addition they could make, like a happy, head-on-straight AJ.
Yeah, and only, I'm going to say this, and then I'm gonna give you my answer.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, AJ, all you need to do is talk to Jalen, man. Get your timing down, man. You get open, man. And guess what? All that complaining, you're going to be happy. And guess what? The rest of the team going to be happy. And then guess what? The fans going to be happy because we going back to the Super Bowl, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Way to clean that up.
Now we're talking. All right, Will, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hughes Clues in American City?
You know what, Hugh? I think you're thinking of something simple. And I think it's the team that you kind of afraid when we meet up with them.
Oh.
How about Detroit?
Detroit Douglas? Not it. But that's a fair guess.
No, it's not. Because you're thinking afraid is strong.
Well, I mean, last week...
was not afraid.
It's amazing. I was out for one day and you took the mantle from me. Because last year I was the guy that was afraid of the Lions. Now you're the Lions guy on the show.
You know what, Will? I like you, but I kind of hate you in this moment. Because I analyze stuff and I gave some great analysis of why I felt the way that I felt. But you know what anybody ever hears? Oh, you're afraid. That's at the end of the day.
That's exactly right.
It don't even matter. It don't even matter if I sit out here and try to analyze stuff.
I actually think Detroit was a good guess. Not,
I tried to get my Ross Tucker
Detroit, I'm not giving anything away. It felt like it's something. I get it. I get where the guess came from.
How about Ross Tucker blow it up pretty soon? Ross ain't going to answer our phone call.
Ross better answer the call. We're talking today at 12:30.
Nah,
what are you talking about?
I saw Ross. I was flicking through the channels last night, right?
Yeah. He's
Ross
everywhere.
Tucker podcast on the television.
Ross podcast?
Blowing up.
Did you notice the setup that Ross had on Radio Row last year at the Super Bowl? We had a little table.
Oh, he had a whole platform.
But now it was part of the network he's on for his podcast. But yeah, he had a whole platform with the cameras and everything.
Ross about to start.
Meanwhile, we had to call in the reinforcements. We went off the air for 10 minutes to start the week.
Yeah, Ross
was different.
I'm surprised he ain't started acting funny by now.
Yeah.
Because he's been pretty major for a while. I respect that from him. He still, still hang out with
you. You keep thinking people are going to stop answering our calls.
Oh.
These are all our guests, Hugh. I mean, here's the question.
Elliott Shore Park's about to stop. Well, stop
planting those seeds, man.
I know.
You say this about Big Game Dante. He's not going to sing for us anymore.
No, I'm telling you, man.
We're not going to have a show soon.
Think about it like this. When you have that significant other, and this has happened a lot, when they start, they're a little heavy, and they start working out, and they start, getting fine, and they start wearing them little clothes,
yeah,
they stop answering the phone. It's kind of the same concept.
So you're saying Elliott and Ross and Dante were heavy, and now they're not anymore?
No, I'm just saying they were kind of they weren't on.
Yeah,
they're
not
on. They're like the Mike Jones song. Back then, they didn't want me.
Now
I'm hot. They all on me. Kind of the same.
So here's the question: if this happens, do we get any credit for this? I mean, do you think
probably
this is
not
a coincidence that these
probably
these careers
not
are taking off because they're part of the midday
probably
show?
Probably not because
I mean,
ESP,
I don't think it's a coincidence.
I think ESP. I don't know, because he feels like he might be the one that's going to leave. Big Game Dante gone, though, because he has school. He getting around learned it, folks.
Listen, of all of them, if Big Game Dante makes it big, I'm the most proud. I mean,
because you found Big Game Dante.
Well, we found him together. He called our show.
He did. But Big Game, yeah, I feel like he definitely going.
I think you're worried too much about this.
No, I'm saying it's going to happen. It's cool. I'm okay with that.
Okay, I'm not, because they're guests on our show. We need them. 215-592-9494. If the Eagles could add one more position by the trade deadline today, and we have our eye on the trade ticker here. Kyle's back in the breaking news booth here. Anything big happens, we will tell you about it right away and react. And it's not just with the Eagles. Obviously, we're reacting to Eagles trade, but anyone that gets traded within the hierarchy of the NFC and how it impacts things, we will react to that. And Hughes Clues, 4-pack of tickets to join us, Flyers Sabres, Wednesday, December 3rd at the Xfinity Mobile Arena. Hughes' first clue today was an American city.
American city. America. Yeah.
Okay, let's go to David in Delaware.
I wasn't going to do it.
Yeah, come on, this is a family show. David, what's up?
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, David, what's up?
So I want to give some perspective here, and I get so frustrated listening to my radio, hearing you guys day in and day out. I don't hear enough positivity. I don't hear enough happiness. I don't hear enough joy. I think you guys are taking for granted just how fantastic of a time it is to be an Eagles fan.
Hugh especially.
We're coming off,
I agree.
We're coming, yeah, Hugh especially. We're coming off a Super Bowl win. I listened when we were 1-0, and 2-0, and 3-0, and 4-0. And
90% of the content was, Jalen's not getting it done. Defense doesn't look good. This and that. Guys, take a step back.
So, David, before you go forward, obviously your opinion is welcome. I do want to say, though, from the beginning of the season, David, I always give my perspective. I don't view the Eagles as just a team. They're in a different stratosphere now. They have grown up to where they are. I expect them to win basically every game they play. I've only picked them to lose one game the entire season, and that was the game they came back and beat the Rams in. I don't view them as like good is good. Like the bar is very high. I mean, they are on the. They have a chance to become a dynasty. So when we talk about the game that they won, but they didn't look right, it's because I'm talking about it in the context of winning another Super Bowl.
I think it's fair to critique when there's errors and when there's problems, but I think you always have to preface those comments with, let's not lose sight of where we're at and where we're trying to go.
Especially Hugh Douglas. I agree. Hugh, your response?
David, are you finished? Because I'm going to let you get it all out before I retort.
No. Retort ahead.
First of all, Dave, I am not here to make you feel all warm and fuzzy. I appreciate you listening, but my job at this radio station is to tell you what I see. And a lot of times, Dave, as we've seen, like yesterday, it doesn't align with what everybody else is doing, and that's okay. And when you sit here and say that we're negative all the time, Dave, we don't do this show in a vacuum. You need to listen more. Because we always praise the Eagles. I can't help it that if you listen to one segment and you hear something that's negative that you don't rock with, that you don't like, but it's not like that. We pull for the Eagles every week. There hasn't been a time this year that I have not picked the Eagles to win a football game. Now, if you're upset because we raised this team to a higher standard, well, hell, you need to be upset with how we in the Philadelphia Eagles. Because that's what they do every time they go out and make a trade or Jalen gets on that podium. He talks about the standard is the standard. So don't be mad at me or take your frustrations out on this radio station because you don't hear what you want to hear on a daily basis. That's not our job. Our job is to tell it like we see it. We're not politicians. We're not trying to win votes. Our job is to tell it like we see it. And if you don't agree with that, that's fine. We can have a conversation about it. But don't try to browbeat me about my opinion because it's mine. Floor is yours.
Is that the end of the report?
Your phone's breaking up.
Before I rebuttal, I'm going to rebuttal that retort.
I do want David's retort. So let's put David on hold and at least get his guess for Hugh's clues there.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you know what? I understand. Listen, we're passionate fans, and I respect that. But we have to stop being mad at folks or feeling some kind of way. Because we don't see it the same.
I also think there is, I've felt this the last year or so. There is a segment of people who say, and I understand it, hey, we never thought the Eagles would ever be this for this long, mm-hmm. right? Like the especially people that are even older than I am, like, because there were a lot of years the Eagles weren't even close to the hierarchy they are now, right? The top of the NFL. So I think two things could be true at the same time. This is the best era of Eagles football.
No question.
Right? They've been to the Super Bowl twice in a three-year span.
No question.
They might go back to a third and win a second in back-to-back years. It's the best era of Eagles football. I appreciate that perspective, and you can enjoy it. But as we talk about it, like that we want to keep winning, though. Like, that's the goal. The goal isn't just to be good or competitive anymore. The Eagles have graduated past that beyond. They're not the little engine that could. This is a juggernaut of a franchise led by the best general manager, I think, as good as anyone in pro sports. Let's grab David quickly to finish
his
out the
retort.
Call. Yes. What's up, David?
Okay, so I have a rebuttal to that retort, Hugh.
Thank you.
Hugh, I don't need you to keep me warm and fuzzy at night. My wife does a phenomenal job of that, all right? What I need you to do is just take a step back and not lose your perspective. I don't expect you to sing the Eagles' praises if they have a bad game or if somebody makes a bad play. But put some more respect on Jalen Hurts' name and go talk to
him. See, this is wait a minute, Dave. I gotta stop you.
You're right, Dave.
You didn't strike a nerve, Dave. It just shows me what I believe every day that you don't listen. I've never once said anything negative about Jalen outside that he needs to play better. So I don't understand.
Is he in your top 10?
Dave, you really don't listen to the show because
David, I agree. He needs to be in your top 10.
Dave, let me just tell you. You just confirmed what I just said. I've been ridiculed week in and week out.
for your top
for 10. The last 10, what 8 weeks, Joe?
Man, Snoop Huntley last week.
Jalen's been in my top 10 every week. So you know, what are you talking
can
about?
Can I guess who's in your top 10 this week? Jacoby Brissett after last night. There's no doubt about it. You were impressed last night. I saw it. He's in your top 10. All right, David. David,
look, the standard is the standard. It's always rising.
David, what's your guess in American City?
New York City.
Oh, good guess, good but guess, not Dave. It. All right, 215-592-94.
Good call, though, Dave. Call again, man.
More of your phone calls coming up. The Eagles had another move in them. What should it be here? Plus, as we wait for the trades to come in here, specifically in the NFC, where do things currently stand in terms of the hierarchy in the conference? Let's tier the conference. Where do the Eagles rank right now as we get ready for the big stretch of the season? 215-592-9490 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.